This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Mike Ross. Here's a segment from our show, Live from Studio 5, that airs weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
All right, well, joining us on the program today is Kim Kilpatrick, our community reporter in Ottawa, to talk about her upcoming one-woman show titled Raising Stanley, Life with Tulia. Also joining us on the program is the director of the show, Bronwyn Steinberg. Welcome to the show, both of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. How is everybody doing?
Oh, good. We're doing well. Thanks for having us.
Kim, let me start
with you first. I think this may be an obvious question, but what was the motivation for coming up with this one-person show?
Well, it was sort of motivated by Karen Baby, who's the visual artist in the show, painted myself and my guide dog, and we started talking about art, and she also raises puppies for Canadian Guide Dogs, so we talked about art because I'm a storyteller and everything, and then we talked more about the process of creating art, and I realized, even though I hated visual art, or I find it kind of boring because I've been blind, that the process is so similar, and also the connections between being a guide dog handler, as I am, and a puppy raiser, as she is, made it a really interesting thing. And then we just started talking about making art more accessible, and that's kind of how it got rolling, I would say.
Bronwyn, I want to bring you in. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in the back end. You're the director of the show. How long have you been rehearsing? What's the process like for you?
I'm not exactly sure how long we've been rehearsing because we've been creating the show together along the way. And the process includes not only, you know, helping Kim craft the stories and then talking to Karen about which paintings we want to include, but also earlier on in the back end, finding funding for the project, writing grants. So it feels like we've been working together for quite some time. I think at least a year and a half. Is that right, Kim? Seem like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Now we're going into the theater. We're actually sitting in the theater now. And starting next week, we'll be doing technical rehearsals and getting into really putting the final pieces together. So we've really, in the last couple weeks and the months before that, been moving towards the actual rehearsal part of it, the production, where we today we spent some time figuring out just where Kim's chair should be in the space, and what if she has two spots, and where is Tulia going to be, and so the real nuts and bolts of what is the show going to look like.
Kim, I've always admired performers who get on stage, but a one-person show to me would be terrifying. What process do you go through to get yourself ready to have the confidence to stand in front of people and let it all hang out?
I'm pretty nervous right now. This is the nervous time. But I realized when I created, this is the second one I created. So I created a one-woman show called Flying in the Dark, which is about growing up as someone who's blind. And that was really nerve-wracking. But because I created it, I can be on stage with it. It's easier to learn, I think, than something someone else created. And also, no one knows if you do something a bit different. This one I find a bit more nerve-wracking because it's coordinated with a video behind me, which Bronwyn is audio describing all the paintings that come up, and so it's much more scripted. So I think they might worry that I'm going to go be like a storyteller and go a little bit off the boards, but I hope I don't do that. I'm sure I probably won't do that, but this is a bit different because it's so multidisciplinary. I've never done anything like this before. I don't know. I find storytelling explains to an audience about disability in a way that just giving a talk doesn't, because it illustrates it. I just love that. And I'm nervous right now, Jim, so this might be better to ask me afterwards, but I love it. Like, once I'm up there, it's okay. Like, I'm usually good. I'm okay then.
I know how you feel, sister. Kim, I want to ask you a little bit about the misperception that a one-woman show is about the one person who's doing the show, because a big part of a one-woman show or any sort of live performance is the audience and is the interaction piece. You talked about having a dialogue with the audience and raising some awareness around disability issues, what are you hoping the audience will take away?
Well, I never know what any given audience is going to take away. I sort of give them a gift as best I can, and we're actually giving them many gifts because we're giving them, you know, the pictures and audio description of the pictures. The audio description is built right into the script so that everyone in the audience has the same experience. Well, they won't have the same experience, but they'll hear about the pictures from Bronwyn and Karen, and they'll hear the stories from me. So I never know, because you don't know what someone in the audience is going through. Maybe they're starting to lose vision, but you would never know it, or maybe they know someone who is, or because you just hear from people after what they got out of it, and it's never, I never second guess that. I just give the gift I can, like explain what it's like the best I can in stories to be someone who travels with a guide dog and travel with a white king, and just offer that to them, and what they take from it, I don't know, but I just hope they get, you know, they get something out of it. I'm sure they will, but you just don't know what they're going to take.
So I think for me, as a sighted person working on this project, it's been something I'm already taking away and have been taking away throughout. It's just a huge love and appreciation of what these dogs can do. It's kind of amazing. And the personalities, and I've always been a dog person, so it shouldn't be a surprise. But it's really amazing to learn about the teamwork and to learn about Kim's experience with these dogs, and also her experience before having them. And just I think that the stories themselves are going to really resonate for people, and people are going to learn a lot about, like, just the guide dog sort of lifestyle and practices, but also probably see their own desires and wishes to be able to be independent, to be able to be creative. They're all reflected in Kim's story, even if your experience is totally different. You'll still feel echoes and a relation to the story.
Bronwyn, I'm curious, what kind of how does Kim take direction? Is she a diva? Is she hard to deal with? Is she stubborn, temperamental?
Only has a diva.
What's my diva motivation? I have to figure this out. Come on.
No, she's pretty great. Pretty great so far. I mean, I have to say that because she's right here. No, it's been really interesting because I haven't directed storytellers before. I've directed for theater, so I have to kind of remember that it is a bit of a different form. It serves a lot of the same functions. I mean, I would say as a theater artist, I am a storyteller, but the mode is different. So it's been a learning experience for me, but Kim is very open and very generous. So whenever I do give some feedback, she's always like ready to try something. She's very, very willing, which is really fun.
Absolutely.
My guide dog is the diva. My guide dog is the diva.
Yeah, that's right. Just because, you know, your guide dog can't come back and respond. Hey, Kim.
She actually is. She kind of is.
So, Kim, just before we let you go, maybe just hook us up with the details. When are your performances taking place and where? How can we go about getting tickets? And where can we get more info?
And when you guys are here, just when the show is on, so I hope you guys can come.
We'll try our best.
Yeah, from July 26th till August 5th, there are 8 shows. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday night shows are at 7:30. Is that right, Bronwyn?
Yeah.
7:30. And 2 Sunday matinees, which are at 2:30.
Yeah.
2:30. And tickets are at gctc.ca. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to raisingstanley.com.
All right.
And you can get everything there. And hopefully you guys are in, and I'm going to see you when you guys are in, I think, in down here.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely a highlight. As Karen McGee put it, we're saving the best for last. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be great catching up with you. Hey, Kim, thanks for stopping by the program. Don't be a stranger. Come by as often as you like. It is a blast having you on Live from Studio 5.
I know. And, Jim, I really loved your Paralympic coverage.
Oh, thank you.
That's so awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. And Bronwyn, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for your honesty and your just your candidness in talking about your process. So thanks for being on the program as well.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Break a leg, ladies.
Okay.
Figuratively speaking, of course.
You've been listening to Live from Studio 5. Make sure to subscribe to Live from Studio 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a rating and review.